I'll fill up sample PLF. These are indicated. Today's date is 02/26/2022. The patient is for Idalia Alcaraz. Alcaraz spells A-L-C-A-R-A-Z. Idalia spells I-D-A-L-I-A. Date of birth is 10/27/1979. This is a ...43-year-old young lady here with right hand pain, period. The patient said this started yesterday while at work. A heavy object fell on the dorsal surface of her hand. She said she wasn't too bad yesterday because she was moving around. I think her adrenaline was up, and that's why she didn't feel much pain yesterday. She's here today. 6 out of 10 pain. Pain is located in the dorsal surface of the right hand in the vicinity of the proximal distal... the second and third metacarpal region. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history. She endorses tobacco use. She denies tobacco use and denies drug use. She endorses a cigarette. Correction, she endorses alcohol use, so she said occasional, period. Next paragraph, surgical history, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2, SAT is 100%, room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 63, respiration is 53. Respiration is 18, pulse 53, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations. No vesicles of bulli, period. Next paragraph, right hand. There is the edema on the dorsal surface of her right hand, the reduced range of motion of the second and third digits, secondary to pain. Gap refill is less than 2 seconds. Sensation and movement is normal. Movement is a bit reduced, secondary to pain, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. The vital signs are as follows. O2 SAT is 100% O2 SAT, blood pressure 110 over 63, pulse 53, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to mild obesity. Next paragraph, right hand. Correction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right hand contusion. Number two is right hand edema. Number three is right hand pain, period. Next paragraph, an x-ray was done today. X-ray reveals no acute processes, namely no fractures. There is soft tissue swelling. Next paragraph. Patient was educated about the findings on x-ray. She will be discharged with the following medication. Correction. Patient was advised to buy over-the-counter pain medication, such as Motrin or Tylenol. However, in the clinic today, she was given a splint to wear until for the next 4 weeks or so. or until she sees her primary care provider and he or she decides otherwise. Patient says putting the splint on her hand just feel better because she noted that movement makes her pain worse, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none and hesitation.